Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And Rob, we just talked about what's happening in the markets this week, an IPO that comes out.
Lots going on.
And still people are talking about these two concerns. We had the European Central Bank talking about interest rates. We're hearing more and more conversation. Are they going to pause? Are they going to raise interest rates? What's going to happen in North America? With all the conversation of interest rates and recession, let's get a viewpoint from someone who looks at things globally, not just within our own geographical location that we're in. And we're joined by Derek Skomorowski, a portfolio manager at EdgePoint Portfolios. Now, we work with EdgePoint very closely. We've had a long-term relationship with them. They've been a good sounding board for us, and they are great at what they do. So they've got some things that they're doing right. How do they figure this stuff out? The same things that we try to figure out in our business as portfolio managers and what the average listener is doing. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys very much for having me.
All right, let's go right down the first question. People often talk about the consequences of higher interest rates and the negative impact they have on investors and the economy. But do you think investors should look at today's higher interest rates through maybe a different lens?
Yeah, and this is going to be a controversial take, but a bit of a news flash. Investors should want higher interest rates. Like, it is, as long as you have not made a silly bet that interest rates would stay low forever, it's the best thing that could happen to your go-forward returns. If you think about the economy and the impact of higher interest rates have moved higher for sure, and a lot of people are paying that higher interest amount. But for every interest payment, there's somebody else on the receiving end. A lot of people will have taken out a student loan or car loan or mortgage in the past, and they've had higher interest rates. In that case, that interest payment goes to the bank, who then has to pass it on to depositors or savers. So higher interest rates are painful for borrowers, absolutely, but they benefit savers. And the same thing goes for investment markets. If you think about the past 10 or 20 years, it was a great time to be a borrower. If you were a stockholder in a company that borrowed a lot of debt or had a lot of debt outstanding, or if you were a real estate investor, low interest rates were a huge tailwind to your returns, but they absolutely punished lenders. And finally, for the first time in 10 years, that relationship is changing. If you are a lender today, you are much better off and your go-forward returns have completely changed. People forget that bonds, as an example, used to offer returns over the long term that were competitive with equities. People have thought that stocks were the only game in town for a very long time now, and I think we all need to start to rethink that. Stocks, as an example, are oftentimes borrowers. When we're working at EdgePoint, we are spend our day studying businesses. If we see a future in a business that other people don't see, we can become an owner in that business by buying the stock. However, we can also become a lender to that business. And when we buy bonds, we think of ourselves as just lending money to companies. So we can apply our very same approach, but instead of becoming a business owner, we can become a lender. And in today's interest rate environment, it has never been a better time, not in my career, to be a lender.
So when you look at the companies, and here's where part of the problem happens in the equity market. There's too many pundits that come out and start speaking of the following. Interest rates are going, PE ratios are too high. They always focus on the price to earnings ratio. We don't hear much of other metrics being utilized. And so then they start saying that the stocks have to go down. On the other side, they're saying bond rates are going to be fine at this level, but how long can they continue? Future interest rates are going to be lower. So, you know, you're going to get the best for you that you can today, because tomorrow, let's say 2-3 years down the road, interest rates are going to be lower. How do you handle those types of, I call them noise, where you start talking about the equity side, where people are saying interest rates are too high, PE ratios are out of whack, therefore the value of companies need to drop. And on the flip side, on the bond market, it's good for now, but it's not going to be good for a long term.
You're absolutely right. We call them prognosticators. Everybody loves a forecast, but it's completely true. 12 months ago, I think you had 60% of economists predicting a recession. And we have stock markets hitting new highs. We've even went like, I mean, a 500 basis point move or a 5% move in the short end of the yield curve was a very fast move. We went through a banking crisis. No one would have predicted that through all of that, we've had an economy as strong as it is and a stock market as strong as it is. The truth is, these forecasts don't help anyone, right? They're just forecasts. Nobody knows the direction of the economy. Nobody knows the direction of interest rates. We know that sometime in the future, there will be another recession. Every time we make an investment decision, we assume that we might be going through a recession tomorrow. That's part of our job. We stress test the businesses that we're buying in our equity portfolios or that we're lending to in our credit portfolios for what they are going to look like through a recession. If the recession happens in the next 12 months, you'll wish you hadn't invested today, but you don't know that we're going to go through a recession in the next 12 months. If the recession doesn't happen for 10 years, you're going to make a boatload of money between now and 10 years from now when we ultimately do go through that recession. Recessions are a part of life. You have to learn to live through them. There are many, many businesses out there that, and some of them might struggle if we go through our recession. Our job is to avoid those. And if we are any good at our job, we can go through a recession, survive through the other side, and earn a pleasing return regardless. For the investor, like just and it's going back to the opportunity today as a lender and particularly in corporate bonds, if you bought the lowest rated bucket of corporate bonds on December 31st of 2007, you just bought the high yield index in the US and held it for the next 3 years. So December 31st of 2007, right before the global financial crisis, over the next three years, despite experiencing some volatility, you actually earned an annualized return above 10%. 10% through the global financial crisis. So again, that's the worst timing you could possibly have, right on the brink of the deepest recession we've had in 100 years, and you earn a 10% annualized return. So again, thinking about today's environment, particularly from the mindset of a lender, you're senior in the capital structure, you're now in a position to earn rates of return that are on par and as attractive as equity returns have been historically. Even if we do go through a recession, our job is to take advantage of that and earn an attractive return regardless. The last 12 months in our credit portfolios, and one of the best ways, I think, in my mind, to play offense in this environment is our high conviction, concentrated, high yield portfolio. It's an opportunistic credit portfolio. We have a universe of 7,000 companies that we have to choose from to lend to, and we're trying to build a portfolio designed to be as attractive as possible with 40 to 50 of them. So 40 to 50 in a universe of 7,000, we need to say this company can pay us our money back. In today's environment, in the last 12 months, we've found 22 new ideas in the portfolio, earning a return of close to 10% across 7 different industries. So it's more diverse and more attractive than anything we've been able to put together, again, in my career, and certainly in a very, very long time. It is a great time to play offense as a lender in today's environment. That doesn't mean it'll be a perfectly smooth ride, but any volatility we get along the way is nothing but an opportunity, and that's where I have my money.
Derek, for the last 10 years, I've been very happy being the equity guy on the team, the growth guy on the team. This is now Dave, if he was here, Dave Popovich, who's been more the fixed income guy. He's been jumping up and down, stretching out, because he knows this is going to be a good opportunity from his perspective. We've been chatting with you and your team about these opportunities. I think you've nailed it quite well. We want to thank you for joining us today. What great insight. I think people need to know that forecasts are just forecasts, but the reality is the reality. And thank you for bringing us reality today.
Thank you guys very much for having me. There's no place I'd rather be.
We've been joined by Derek Skumarowski, Portfolio Manager of EdgePoint Portfolios. Rob, we're going to be talking about these opportunities. Mm-hmm. How do you profit and protect? How do you make sure you have the proper structure and discipline so you can make sure your retirement provides you the income and cash flow for the rest of your life at our upcoming seminar. When is that?
You got it. Next one is Tuesday, September 26th. This will be in person at 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
What's happening with all these government policies? Are they going to help you with your retirement? Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.